Welcome, everybody. Prosh in the spotlight here. Welcome to the new America. What a crazy place we're living in, Doc. Doc is here with me, Brother Hiltabiddle. Doc, the time is ticking by. This is already, by the time this airs, it'll be middle of May or something like that. And my goodness, it's crazy. I'm hearing very prominent people say that they believe there either won't be an election or there's some kind of big something coming.
Something's happening. Our nation, the whole world.
Yeah.
And you can't help but see the stage setting.
And I want to make a statement here that I thought of this week while I was listening to different stuff. This isn't just about America. I'm talking about the Donald Trump thing, the presidency, the election. The whole world hangs in the balance over one man.
Yep.
I mean, I know he's not God. We don't worship Donald Trump. But I'm telling you, it's not just Donald Trump. It's the movement that
It's the movement that he represents is the opposite of the anti-Christian movement of the world.
And if he does not get back in and the other side wins,
we're
and
done.
And it's not going to be Biden. I decided that a long time ago.
No.
He's either going to step down or have an illness or at the convention in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen.
Well, I saw an article today where, because of all of the uprisings that everybody's having to deal with, they're talking about having a remote Zoom type convention.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yes. I read an article about it this morning.
Now, you wouldn't know this, but my dad was a delegate in 1968 to the Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Wow.
When they had those riots in 1968.
Well, that's what they're saying because of all, they don't want a repeat of it. So they're talking, it would be a way to.
Who benefits from that?
Yeah.
Who benefits if that happens? I'm just curious. If you're not live on the spot, is there certain things you can't protest?
Well, I think Dan, if things continue as they are right now, the only way that party can maintain control is through some shenanigan, something major happening, because everybody that you talk to on both sides of the issue knows that there is no way that an honest election.
Yeah. They're claiming that if he should win, their next resort is the House of Representatives votes to not seat the new president.
Yeah.
And what happens then, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, never happened before. And, of course,
they're pushing for civil war.
Well, see, they accused our side of trying to do that.
Oh.
See, they're guilty of everything they've accused the other side of.
Absolutely. And that's it. Everything they accuse is what they're doing.
And we're not trying to be a political show. We're not. But politics is prophecy.
And what's happening is that world stage is being prepared in this Antichrist. We're already in the Antichrist kingdom. People just cannot grasp it, but it is.
They already have, the World Health Organization is getting ready to
take over in another month.
They're going to be able to dictate to our country without Congress, without anybody voting, and without anybody elected in
all
their
system.
All
required is the Biden administration signing off on it.
Yep. And they'll be able to dictate, oh, we got this virus coming. Everyone must get this shot.
Yep.
And
everybody, it's all been proven. The last situation not only was a blown out situation, a planned situation, but their supposed remedy killed more people than the disease itself.
Yep. And boy, I've read some awful stuff about cancer.
Oh, and the rippling effect is just it's unreal.
Yeah.
But they want to. Part of the global agenda, folks, you get to understand, part of the global agenda is to get a smaller amount of humanity so that it is easier for the technocrats to control it.
Yeah. Well, they need everybody on the government dole. We know that.
Yep.
Now, that's statewide, but that's also going to be worldwide.
Oh, yes.
If you're not on the public dole, I mean, you know, how do you control somebody that's got his own fenced-in compound?
We'll all be on the public dole pretty soon through the digital currency that's coming.
Yep.
And, I mean, they'll be able to control every facet of your life. And if they And if you get on the wrong side of somebody, just in the right place, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, folks, we want to real quickly thank everybody that supports us here. We are viewer and listener supported here at Prophecy in the Spotlight. Thank everyone. We're so very thankful for everyone that sends checks and does credit cards over the phone and internet donations, all of that. We also want to thank everyone that's been buying the book by Dr. William P. Grady right there. And awesome book. And What Must I Do to Be Saved? Written to Lost People.
Yeah.
I've sent several of these to some folks that I know. I've given some away. And we've done 4 cases of these now.
Right. And, well, it's a great tool. And what I think about, you told me earlier in my office, you said how many you'd sold. And I said, well, what that tells me is that our audience really does care about their family and friends.
Yeah. And I personally, that's why I got so behind this. After I read it, I said, wow, this could help some people.
Yeah.
And I decided that, man, let's push this thing. This is a last days book. This is prophecy. If we're in the last days, let's get people saved.
One of the complaints about us from many people is you spend all your time on prophecy and all of this, and we can give them a lot of reasons why. But then they back that up or add to it and say, well, you're not encouraging people to be soul winners and you're not evangelistic. I'm telling you what, if prophecy is presented right, it produces people's desire to see people saved.
They say, all the old time preachers will tell you, in the 60s and the 70s, mm-hmm. prophecy helped build the churches.
It was not uncommon in the 60s, because I know I was in those churches.
Yeah.
And in the 60s and 70s, you heard a lot of it in preaching, and that motivated the people in the pew to bring their friends and their others, because they realized, and then all of a sudden everybody decided, well, I guess it's really not the end times.
But why do I have to choose between prophecy and being a witness to people?
No,
prophetic. I pass tracts out every day, everywhere I go.
Prophetic events is, we call it theologically, eschatology. And I have a message that I preach once of all. Eschatology and evangelism is like a hand and a glove. They go together.
Yeah.
And prophecy helps motivate people to be evangelistic, realizing the time in which we're living.
Well, there's a little outline I learned way back in Bible college about witnessing to somebody. And you would say, well, listen, you need to trust Christ. You need to get saved now, because 3 things could happen. Number one, you could die, mm-hmm. and you'd miss heaven. You'd go to hell.
Yep.
Number two, your heart could get hardened.
And, that's true.
And you're no longer interested.
Yes.
Number three, the Lord could come back, the rapture. And you're left behind. It's too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
So prophecy is right in the middle of
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a motivator, isn't it? And
But speaking of our times, what you're seeing happen in all of these pro-Palestinian Hamas movements, of course, the greater majority of them came out today. And out of the 300 they arrested in New York, not a third of them were even students.
Yeah.
But all of this tells you that the mindset and the power of the demonic world against the things of God is just growing and growing.
Now, you know, I'm trying to visualize what the common man is thinking when he sees this on his TV set.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump didn't do this. This never happened when Donald Trump was in office. These are liberal people. These are anti-conservatives. These are abortion people. These are, you know, right on down the list.
These are God haters.
Yeah. And is this the society that people want to live in?
But prophetically, it is the sign that we're at the end.
Yeah.
Because this is not just in America. This is on the college campuses, almost all the countries in the world.
I think if we have a fair, honest, legal election, I think the man wins in a landslide.
Oh, yeah.
And the problem is, how bad will they cheat? How many extra votes do we have to get to make up for all the shenanigans that go on?
Well, again, I don't know whether I've said for a long time, if we have an election, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, and there are...
Because we're getting ready to... We're this close to going into World War III.
Yeah.
All it'd take is one atomic bomb in the atmosphere above us, and our country would be in a storm because nobody would know how to communicate again.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody knows how to grow anything. 90% of the people in America are totally dependent on whatever's in the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it could throw us into a third world country overnight.
Yeah. And it will not affect the Beltway, what we call the Beltway.
Oh, no.
They'll be up and running. It won't
all
take
they
no
want
time.
Is the return of the lords and serfs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, the program we're going to do for television, and it'll also be here on YouTube if you're watching YouTube. And if you're listening via the radio, I want to let you know, go to prophecyandspotlight.com. The YouTube channel is right there. And you're missing a lot if all you get is this 15-minute clip here every week. We do a television show. I also do some live streams. I'm doing about two live streams every week, and did a very exciting one couple back anyway. About 1 Timothy chapter 4. In fact, we may talk about that on one of the shows, but in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith.
I'm glad it says some.
Yeah. And then it goes on to say, well, I better not get into it now. But I'm telling you, it was powerful. And it's on YouTube. It's one of my live streams. And I forget what it's called, but you can find it if you look around there. We're going to do a show coming up on how to study the Bible, how to understand things. And this is so needed today. There's so much crazy stuff out there.
Yes.
People are not studying the Bible properly. They're taking stuff out of context.
Well, we live in a world today, Dan, that nobody hardly reads their Bible.
Yeah,
they read what somebody says about it on a YouTube or on a book or whatever.
Yeah. You know, and there's a verse, and I talk about this in the book. Paul bragged on the folks in Thessalonica. In Berea. He said he bragged on them because they studied. They weren't like the people in Thessalonica, who he's kind of slamming them a little bit. He says, because you search the Scriptures daily to see whether those things be so. In other words, they didn't just take Paul's word for it. Yep. They checked the Bible, the Scriptures. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in that day, it's Old Testament Scriptures.
Right.
And to make sure that Paul wasn't leading them astray. Paul wasn't your typical preacher like we have today that get offended at that. How dare you challenge me?
No, he was thrilled.
Yeah, he was glad that they were making sure he was biblical.
I was talking with a preacher this week in our missions conference, and we live in one of the most shallow Christian societies that ever existed.
Yeah.
The depth of understanding of the Bible isn't finger deep.
Yeah. Seven Laws of Bible Study. This little 48-page book could be life-changing to somebody listening to today. We're going to do a program on it. We're going to help some folks with their understanding of how to search the Scriptures. And I hope you'll watch it. All right. Thanks for listening in today. And until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.